Welcome to the Berkeley SkyDeck podcast. SkyDeck is a top global accelerator that connects its founders to exceptional talent, world-class resources, and the powerful faculty and alumni of UC Berkeley. Every month, we cover different topics in the startup world. In this inaugural episode, we discuss the genesis of SkyDeck, its current mission, and why it has become such an attractive launchpad for startups around the world. This interview features SkyDeck's executive director, Caroline Winnett, and the founding partner of the SkyDeck Fund, Chan Tang. So let's get started from the beginning. Tell me about your origin story for SkyDeck. How did you get involved, Caroline? I know you have quite an interesting journey here.
Before SkyDeck, I was a serial entrepreneur myself. Several of them grew up and got acquired. One by NASDAQ and one by the Nielsen Company. The others were just learning opportunities, shall we say. So I've been a founder myself, and that's very helpful to me as I work with our startups here. In terms of coming to SkyDeck specifically, I'm a Haas alum, so I was thinking about starting my own incubator here in Berkeley, and I was chatting with the dean of Haas one day, and it turned out they were looking for a new director for SkyDeck. They said, why don't you come run SkyDeck? And I said, that sounds absolutely fantastic. I would love to do that. And not only am I a Haas alum, a Berkeley alum, but here's my Berkeley history. I think I'm about as blue and gold as you can get. So my parents went to Cal. My uncle went to Cal. My cousin went to Cal. My brother went to Cal. My first husband went to Cal. My current husband also went to Cal and in fact has 2 Cal degrees. And most important to me and why I look at this as something I'm so interested in for long term, my son is now a freshman at Cal.
Wow, go Bears.
Go yes. Bears.
What about you, Chan? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I came of age as a Berkeley undergrad in computer science, at the turn of the century when the first .com bubble was at its highest. After a few years in grad school at MIT, I came back out to the Valley to build a company that promptly failed. But the whole process certainly has affected my view of the entrepreneurial process. I'm in love with it. I'm so passionate with this type of founder, with this type of company construction, and this. And it's almost a puzzle, right? This idea that we all know that we found a pain point in the market and how are we going to tackle it effectively? It's fascinating. So since 2005, I've been very active as an angel investor. I've made 32 investments as an angel. I sit on the boards for quite a few of these companies. The longest part of my career has actually been as a quant fund manager. That I built and ran for about eight years. The only reason that I move away from that process was because the emotional burden that it was taking on me and my family, and I came to realize that my passion was really again in these early projects. I had the opportunity to come here as an advisor. I was also advising at Techstars, at Alchemist, and other amazing accelerators. And Caroline asked me if I would be interested in possibly coming in and building a fund to match the amazing the amazing incubator and track that she had built. And to be honest, initially I wasn't sold. I came in. And I said, sure, I'd be more than happy to help, but it's going to be a part-time thing. Is how could this be interesting? How could there possibly be a venture fund for a university accelerator? That would be interesting. But 3 months into the process, I came to realize that I completely didn't understand the groundwork that Caroline and her team had already done.
You sold yourself, I think is what you're saying.
Well, I am an impulsive guy. So I jumped without having a lot of data. But once I came in and I got the data and I realized how much support there was from the UC Berkeley ecosystem and the campus, and it was just at that point, we said, oh my gosh, this could be a gigantic world-changing thing. Well, and here we are.
I similarly underestimated how big this could go. I mean, I thought this would be a nice little $10 million fund and Sean would run it part-time while he did his angel investing. I, too, didn't realize the extraordinary opportunity here, and we've both been quite amazed with it.
Great. So I'd love to hear in your own words about Skydeck and what the accelerator's mission is and how you guys feel it's different from other known accelerators in the Bay Area, like Y Combinator, 500 Startups, or Alchemist Plug and Play. Caroline?
Sure. So Skydeck is totally different from any other accelerator. And here's how. We are Berkeley. We are actually a program of the university. And that's what really makes us unique. We have a very Silicon Valley approach to acceleration. We have advisors. We have our dedicated fund. And you're going to hear from John about that. And we have this great space. And we have a demo day that everybody excitedly gets ready for. That's all very Silicon Valley accelerator type behaviors, which are really fantastic for our startups. But what really makes us unique is this is all done as Berkeley. So we are at Berkeley. We are part of the community. We can reach out to faculty and students and labs and staff. And most importantly, the 500,000 living Berkeley alums around the world, we reach out to them and ask them to help our program and talk to our startups. And we get a great response. So it's that powerful community of UC Berkeley that really makes us different.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to talk about this program in the context of the other comparable accelerators, both here as well as the commercial ones. So before I was involved here, I'd been a active early stage angel investor for about 13 plus years. And in that time frame, I invested in companies going through the programs that you just talked about. And I was also a advisor as well. So I've been going to a lot of their events, their demo days, and seeing how they were able to assist their companies and understanding where they were seeing their actual deal flow. I was finally given the opportunity to be involved here first as an advisor and then asked to possibly launch a fund. My first question was, well, considering how crowded this ecosystem had become, what would make this accelerator interesting? What would be the basis on which a fund could be built and how could we attract interesting founders? We made a breakthrough when we considered how to define a Berkeley accelerator. Instead of the typical first instinct, and that might be a program that takes talent and technology from campus and gives them that commercial context, we said, what if this was a accelerator not just from Berkeley, but into Berkeley? And once we began to talk to investors and founders about that concept, we instantly realized that there was a real need for exactly that kind of a platform. We're so blessed because of what Caroline has just talked about with the access to advisors and to partners here in the Bay Area. There's a lot of founders that would benefit from that. And by building this platform as the global hub for entrepreneurship, we found a great deal of interest.
Great. Interesting. So can you tell me what types of companies are you most interested in? Would you say that Skydeck specializes in any particular industries?
So the beauty of being part of Berkeley is that we can host and accelerate any startup in any industry. We're really fortunate that no matter what the industry of the startup, we have a world-class expert here at Berkeley or connected to Berkeley to help them. That said, we're particularly good at helping the hard tech and science companies because we have labs, because we have cutting-edge researchers, because we have the kind of facilities that support hard tech and science companies. We can particularly support them, but we do take all industries, and we're very proud of being able to do that comprehensively and really well.
Yeah, and I will point out two tracks that we have built out in pursuit of certain classes of companies that we think we are especially interested in assisting. So first, we have the bio track. We are in a day and age where the amount of capital and guidance that goes into building a company in the biotech, be it a biopharma company, SynBio, or diagnostics, well, there's still a lot of expertise that goes into that. And again, that's expertise that we have a great deal of here at Berkeley, as well as in our partners at QB3. So we've built an ecosystem, especially for that class of founder and technology. If they go into a traditional commercial accelerator, they might not have access to. This includes benches, equipment, and of course, postdocs, PhDs, and faculty who could really advise them in all parts of their companies and their products, R&D. The other track that's worth bringing up is our chip track. So for the last 10 plus years, there's been a real lack of interesting chip companies being created in the Bay Area. This is in contrast to the venture community's affection and interest in SaaS, be it enterprise or consumer products. And that's because it's extremely easy to build an app. Two undergrads in their garage can hit run, can build a platform that millions of consumers are using each day and not pay one penny for it. Well, in the chip world, you need to pay upfront for access to tooling from Cadence. You need to pay for fab runs. These can all run into the millions of dollars before you're even able to really run on that first chip, which means you have no way of engaging in conversation with your clients. What we have built here in collaboration with our partners at Cadence and TSMC is a platform that should allow a lot of those founders to take their product from concept to prototype and not have to invest one penny. And we really think that's going to engender a great deal of excitement and creativity.
Thanks, Chan, for telling us about the BioTrack and ChipTrack. Taking a step back for all of the founders that can potentially be considering applying to Skydeck right now, I know the fall 2019 applications just opened on April 1st. Can you tell us, there are two different programs at Skydeck. There's a cohort program and the hot desk program. What are the differences between the two programs and what are the benefits?
So our cohort program, we take about 20 every 6 months, and this is our funded accelerator track. So these companies are resident here. They get fantastic window seats by our 360-degree view of campus in the Bay Area. And they receive not just the 100K, but even more importantly, on-site access to our advisors, our 100 dedicated advisors, lots and lots of free and discounted resources, probably about 500,000 worth when you add it all up. And then formal acceleration, they're attended to by, of course, the Skydeck Fund has invested in them and is working full time to help and support them. And then whatever else they need that we can facilitate them through UC Berkeley, faculty, staff, alumni, talent, interns, etc. So that's our accelerator cohort. Our incubator cohort, incubator program rather, those are for companies that perhaps they're too early for the accelerator program, they're not ready for funding, or perhaps they're past that stage, but they're something that would really like to connect with our program and connect with our community. So that incubator program is quite large. We actually have about 100 companies in the incubator program right now, and they're part of the community. And sometimes those early stage incubator companies will then develop into an accelerator program company and receive funding that next cycle.
Yeah. That's impressive. 120 teams. Where do they sit in the office? Tell us about the office.
We have two floors here in the Skydeck building in downtown Berkeley. And it's quite vibrant, lots of people, lots of startups, and we could even have more space. We have so much demand for our program.
Yeah. So it seems to me that a lot of accelerators have advisor networks. Tell me about Skydeck's advisor network. What are the hallmarks of the advisor network and program at Skydeck?
So I'll talk a bit about the Berkeley network, and then Chan, you can talk about the investor network, because both of those are critical. So we've realized in running this program for some years now that really the heart of accelerating a startup is connections to a powerful network. So we have three different types of network. One is the immediate network of people who work directly for Skydeck and our own networks, and that's Berkeley faculty, staff, students, et cetera. The second is our advisor network, and these are about 180 folks who are donating their time to work directly with our companies, either as a lead advisor to work very closely, an industry facilitator, investor advisor, et cetera, et cetera. And then we have the broader network of our community, the Skydeck Network, or as we like to call it, the Skynet. And that is filling up with not only those 500,000 living Berkeley alums, but lots of other people who like and enjoy and for various reasons would like to connect with our network and support our startups. Chan, tell us about the investor network.
The first thing I would say is that what's not quite well known enough is that investors have pain points because although they have the opportunity to invest in lots and lots of amazing companies and have lots of capital to do that with, their challenge is being able to wade through all of the noise. They essentially see, if you're a top-tier firm, you're seeing every company in the Valley as it's formed is going to send you their PowerPoint decks. And you're trying to figure out, well, who am I going to invest my time into before I even make that first check? We have built a brand by tackling a unique set of companies, and and we're well known now for this exact niche. And the niche is the deep tech founder, of course, coming from our Berkeley ecosystem, as well as coming from our partners around the globe. And I know that there's going to be a chance to talk about that in more detail. But the bottom line is, the fund is not backed by the UC. It's not backed by our alumni. The fund is actually backed by a lot of these top firms. They understand that we're able to source this amazing talent. They understand that we're doing it with quality, and they understand that this is not a pitch camp where we just give them our logos to put on their pitch deck. This is a 6-month-long intensive process where we invest a great amount of energy and time in helping companies figure out how to build attractive businesses that institutional investors will want to invest in. And that's exactly why over the past 12 to 18 months, we've seen attendance at our events from investors surge by 3x. Our demo day in May of last year was actually held here in the penthouse floor. And there were roughly 250 investors in attendance, and everybody loved it. But this place was packed. With the growth of our brand and with increased appreciation for what we're building here, we actually had 550 plus investors at the one 5 months ago. And we expect more at the one that is going to be coming up on May 14th.
Great. So you mentioned briefly that there's an international focus. And currently, it sounds like there are almost 40% of the startups in the cohort program who are coming from abroad. This cohort, we have teams from Armenia, Germany, Austria, India, and Korea. Tell me why Skydeck has been so focused on expanding its global reach. What's in it for these international founders? And why would they choose to go through Skydeck? And beyond that, what's the process for these international founders to apply?
So as a Berkeley program, our mission is to support Berkeley and add value to Berkeley as an educational institution. And we realized that the same way Berkeley reaches out around the world for students to come here and learn and grow, we could reach out as an accelerator around the world to find founders, very talented founders, who could come here and learn and grow and be part of what we're doing at Skydeck. And as the fund has launched, the Berkeley Skydeck Fund, with the fund investing in all the startups here at our program and sharing one half of fund management profits with campus, we realized that any startup, no matter where the founders are from, if they're connected with Berkeley or not, if that startup succeeds, UC Berkeley benefits financially. So now we have a really beautiful institutional way that all these startups, no matter where they're from, are supporting the educational mission of Berkeley the same way that students come from around the world, join the educational program, and become part of the educational mission at Berkeley. So that's the big picture about it. When we started reaching out, we realized, well, what are we looking for and how does that serve Berkeley? And so as we talked about, we really are mainly focused, not exclusively, but we're really focused on finding disruptive technology, science, things like that, that really fit into what we're doing at Berkeley. So we're looking for those founders who have a technological advantage, who can take advantage of the kind of resources that are uniquely available at Berkeley. And then in terms of who we're looking for, well, Sean can attest, we're very selective, we're very picky, and we're looking for startups that not only have great technology and solutions, but also can grow, can scale, and that we think have an opportunity to really take their moonshot startup.
Yeah, I think the mindset was, we put into practice what we preach to our companies, and that's find pain points, find opportunities where you have a major competitive advantage. So when we thought about it from the point of view of accelerators and funds, it was, well, here is a group of founders with tremendous pain points and tremendous potential. These are founders outside of the US. I don't think there's any doubt from anyone in this room or that's hearing this podcast that there's tremendous talent outside of the US. They are building interesting companies, they're working on interesting tech. And at the same time, for many of them, they understand that the best place to build that tech-based company is still here in the Bay Area. We're so blessed by the ecosystem that has been born here over the last 50 plus years, includes access to capital, includes access to expertise, and includes access to customers. That anyone who's thinking about, who reads TechCrunch and who hears these podcasts, who thinks about being in that league at some point, they know this is where their path is going to be easiest. But the sad truth is, for many of them, if they jump on a plane and come out here, they quickly find that there's many obstacles in their way. It's hard to hire. They often have to pay more than a team that's from the Bay Area that has that credibility. It's hard to sell, of course, because they haven't worked here. They don't have friends here. They don't have coworkers here. And it's incredibly challenging to fundraise, right? Although investors are certainly tempted by great companies coming outside of the U.S., at the end of the day, once they get to that team slide inside a pitch deck, they'll say to themselves, is this a team that I understand? And is this a team that I have the context on? If it's a team from outside of the U.S. where the investor has no idea where the caliber of the institution where they got their college degree from, if they don't know where they worked before, if they don't know who their customers are, all of a sudden, you don't have any information on which to evaluate the ability of this team to execute here. So what we've committed to doing for this class of company is doing the heavy lifting of plugging them in. We use the Berkeley platform, we use the Berkeley ecosystem to help them become more complete companies. They come here to work with Berkeley co-founders, to find Berkeley advisors, to lean on our extensive alumni network for introductions to customers and to partners and to hires. And by the time they pitch in front of the 500 plus investors, they get to be evaluated as a Berkeley company, because now they will have proven themselves as a company committed to this ecosystem and as a company that's able to execute here.
In light of the fact that your focus on expanding your program and accepting, you know, a good chunk of global founders, can you tell me more about, you know, one success, a success story that stands out in your mind? Of how a global founder came to Skydeck and went on to do well?
Sure. We have several. John, who should we talk about first? We've got Skyloom.
Let's talk about them. Yeah.
Great.
So this is a company from Argentina. They are working on a disruptive approach to optical communications from orbit. Now, we were the formation capital for this team in the sense that before we invested, the company itself did not exist. The founders had been fundraising for quite some time, but who knew that the satellite industry in Argentina was a thriving, experienced, power force? I think for most of us, it's a black hole to us. We would not have had that context. It turns out that Argentina has a thriving industry in part because the EU does a lot of their actual work on the ground there. So the two founders here, they had years and years of experience in that space. They had the credibility that if they were here originally in the Bay Area, I think they could have raised very easily. But without us backing them, giving them a platform to meet advisors from NASA and from Berkeley and beyond, it would have been challenging. But in the 6 months that they were here, in fact, in the first month that they were here, they were able to close an investment round from institutional investors, both here as well as home in Argentina. They were able to hire extremely well, gain access to talent and partners. And since then, they are making great progress on the tech, on the product, and they've also pre-sold 3/4 of the capacity of the first vehicle that they're going to launch in, I think, Q2 of 2020. So they're in a position now where they can talk to some of the top-tier investors in the Valley, of which there is a tremendous amount of interest, and raise a significant, perhaps, A round in the range of 8 to 10.
And they were the kind of founders that we look for. We screen for, why do you want to come to Skydeck? And we look for founders that say, I want to come to Skydeck because I want to connect with Berkeley. I think the faculty there can really help me with industry experience. All of these things are what we look for. And so we find these founders who come here and then jump right into the resources that we offer.
I know that you guys are expecting almost over 1,000 applications for this upcoming cohort. For all the founders that are listening, what advice would you give them? What's really going to help them stand out?
So in a way, that question is really simple. Tell us about you and your startup as clearly and concisely as you can. And tell us why you're excited about it and why you're going to do everything you can to make it work. That's kind of a simple answer. I'd say to give some more nuance to it, look at what your competition is and make sure that you tell us that you're aware of it. Sometimes people don't really answer that question very well. Answer all the questions very succinctly and completely. Sometimes people sort of skip over a few things. We try to put enough questions so we could really get to know your startup, but not too many. And don't forget that once you upload your pitch deck, your glorious creation, on our application profile, you can update it. So keep your application up to date because it can be a while before from when we first read it to when we might invite you for an interview. So keep your application updated.
You know, for the ultimate goal here is to fund and back companies that the investors in the Valley will be interested in. So anything that you've read about what the VCs want, we probably want the same thing. But here's my take on two aspects that's especially worthy of extra attention and effort. The first one is really the size of the market. We really hope that you are thinking about a big problem that humanity is facing, some major global trend in industry, in the markets, that all of us think in 5 to 10 years, your project has the ability to change the world. It sounds complicated, but it's really not at the end of the day. The other side is, let's bring that back to earth and say, well, tell us about the team, right? The biggest question is, now that we know you have this big, hairy goal of changing the world, can you execute it? Show us that your company has done the homework. You should have customers. You should know about customers. You should have had lots and lots of customer interest conversations, and you should have been able to build product, lots and lots of product. Now we understand the product is not going to be perfect. You need capital to complete it, but you should be able to build something and put it in front of your customers to demonstrate that you're filling a real need. Combine those two pieces, and you will be in very, very good shape.
And I'd add, for biotech companies, we of course don't expect you to talk about your customers, but tell us about your data. Tell us about your data and have a committee of biotech experts who will be reading your application. Give us the detail, give us the data so we can assess.
Yes, and I want to say again, we want our biotech companies. We've gotten a number of our biopharma companies funded. Actually, 50% of the ones who came through last year were funded. So come join us.
Speaking of the teams that you've helped get funded, what's the track record so far in terms of just what are the stats around the teams that have come through? Like, how many have gone on to raise Series A or B? And you know, how many can expect to successfully, you know, close a term sheet after demo day?
In general, over the life of our program, and this is going back several years, even before we launched the Berkeley SkyDeck Fund, almost two-thirds of our companies do receive some sort of funding during or after the program. We've had about 25 of the alumni companies raise a series or A or B round. Of the recent cohort companies, and this is just the last, we're only on our third that have launched since the fund has invested in them, and that's Chan's fund. We also have a very high hit rate.
So tell me, what's next for SkyDeck and SkyDeck's fund? What do you guys have planned for the next, I don't know, year, 3 years, 5 years? What's the roadmap look like?
Our big hairy goal, our moonshot goal, we have our own moonshot goal here at Berkeley SkyDeck, and it really comprises two things. We want to be the world's top global accelerator. We want to be the startup accelerator that startups from around the world look to when they're looking to launch their company. We want to be the very top of that list. Like Berkeley, we're ambitious and we're determined to excel. And then from that goal, as we achieve that, we'll achieve what really excites us here at Berkeley. And that is that when the returns come in from the Berkeley SkyDeck Fund and these companies take their moonshots and get acquired and go public, half of those fund profits are coming to campus. So that's going to create support for UC Berkeley education. So our hope is that we are creating a new model for funding education at Berkeley that for many, many years will help support Berkeley education and keep Berkeley in its discovery of knowledge and science for the greater good.
The tagline for everything that we are trying to do here is become the global hub for entrepreneurship. It's a daring concept, but we really think that if we execute on it correctly, the center of gravity for entrepreneurial activity for the whole world could be right here in the East Bay. We think that our scale from our advisors is uncapped. We think the scale in terms of our ability to reach potential founders from outside of the U.S. is completely there is no cap there either. We have 62, I believe, global partners. These are VC firms. These are accelerators. These are academic institutions around the world who every cohort take the effort to filter through their ecosystem, pick the two or three most compelling, and send them in our direction. So this is just the beginning. I mean, we're already seeing, as our companies are able to raise it effectively, they're going back and they tell their friends, and their friends tell their friends, and the brand is really continuing to really build. So our hope is that in a year, the program here will no longer be just two cohorts a year, 40 companies per year, but perhaps we could increase that by a factor of two or three or even more. I like to talk about our connection to Armenia, which is a country not enough people think enough about. We had an amazing company in our very first batch that was able to go on and raise, and they told their friends. And this most recent process, we actually had three or four excellent companies from Armenia apply to join our platform.
And that's just one country. There's a lot of countries.
Absolutely. Asia, Europe, Latin America,
I think the only continent we haven't gotten an application from is Antarctica.
Yeah.
That's our next goal. So let's end on one last question, and that is, what is the culture of Skydeck? I feel like every accelerator has their own flavor and brand, but what is Skydeck to you?
So we actually thought about that recently because as a growing organization, we wanted to give that some actual definition. And what we came up with is vibrant, rigorous. We enjoy our work here. We have an academic rigorous focus because we're part of Berkeley. We're very founder focused, which is very much any investor or accelerator must have that, right? Because that is at the end of the day who we serve on a day-to-day basis. And very importantly, we're very mission-driven. So we very much have a much larger purpose here at Skydeck as part of Berkeley is creating the world's top global accelerator and then funding Berkeley education gives us all a sense of doing something that we feel is very important, not just for us, but for generations to come.
I'm a engineer by training, so I'm going to give a very grounded, concrete sense of what excites me about our program. And that is the focus on creating interesting companies, right? The value here is we rarely talk about fundraising, even though that's probably the most important KPI that we use to measure and gauge if we're doing a good job. But when we talk to our companies, for the first 4 to 5 months that they're here, we never talk about it. We never talk about investors. A lot of them come in with lots of questions about who am I going to pitch? How should I build our pitch deck? And we always say, hold. Because I think there's enough platforms out there whose emphasis is on how to make your pitch sound better and how to meet the right investor. I think the more interesting question is how do you build the right company? So that's why this is a physical accelerator. That's why our companies work here day in and day out. It's a chance to connect with each other. It's a chance to connect with advisors about every part of that business construction process, not that fundraising, but really about identifying the right customer, identifying the right pricing, building the right product. All of that is what we emphasize. And then fundraising is just what comes because you built a good company. And I think that sense, that is how we have built our program. And that sense of focus is so extremely clear.
Sean, you're a company builder. And that's what you are.
So for all of those who are interested in joining the Berkeley Skydeck ecosystem, how do they get involved?
Lots of ways to get involved. So if you're a founder, of course, please have a look at our application and apply. And lots of information about our program is up on our website. And there's a way for you to ask questions. So that's for founders. If you're interested in joining our advisor network, we're always looking for advisors. Please check out our website. That's skydeck.berkeley.edu, and you'll see where you can find out how to join our advisor network. If you're an investor and you'd like to come to the hottest demo day in the whole world, which is here in Berkeley next month, also go to our website and you'll see somewhere where you can apply. And as an accredited investor, we can get you an invite to demo day.
Yeah. And for investors, our deals are at the pre-seed, seed, and A stage. We have companies that are wanting to do a pre-seed round of sub $1 million. We have companies that are doing seed rounds of 1 to 3 and A's of 5 mil plus. We're extremely proud of our companies and the quality of the work that they are doing, and it'll be extremely exciting.
All right. Well, that concludes our first episode of the Berkeley Skydeck podcast. Thanks for joining us. This episode was produced by Sybil Chen. Audio direction by Rashab Parekh. Theme music by Guy Aries and David Ari Leon of Scoresongs. Thank you for listening.